What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Wow, it feels so good to finally be back recording an episode of Untapped North after a longer than expected off season for ya boy. I'm actually recording my first episode from my dorm room at Centennial College, and I'm looking forward to bringing you more episodes of Untapped North, both recorded and via blog, on more of a regular basis. I mean, that's pretty much all there is to it. I want to be able to get you more content out now that I'm back at school, so without further ado, let's dive into episode 6, which is our first Your Weekend Ahead themed episode. Short and sweet, today is just to prep listeners for the weekend ahead in some Canadian sports that I want to touch upon. And if there's anything that you, a listener, ever want to hear, please reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook or through untappednorth.com. Our first segment, the Minnesota Twins visiting the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight, the Blue Jays kick off a three-game series against the Minnesota Twins. That first game, first pitch, tonight, 7:07 p.m. Eastern Time. The Jays are coming off a series win against the Tampa Bay Rays and have won 8 of their last 10 games. Toronto now has a record of 82 wins and 64 losses going into tonight's matchup against the Twins, who oddly enough have almost the same opposite record, with 64 wins and 83 losses. The Twins have lost 6 of their last 10 games and are out of playoff contention, sitting 18.5 games back of a playoff spot. However, it is still the Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox who are holding on to the American League wildcard spots. The Yankees are close behind, with only half a game back, and you have teams like Oakland and Seattle who are close, but who are seeing their window slowly close as the season rolls on. This weekend series is important for the Jays, as is every series from now until the end of the season. But the obvious goal right now is to maintain that wild card position and to ensure that they book themselves a spot in the playoffs. This is one of the closest races in sports right now, making every game for the Blue Jays a must win, while equally making those games for fans must watch TV. Or, of course, if you can go live, do it. If you can afford tickets right now, I highly recommend going to a live game before the season is over. I want to give a shout out to my dad, who was with me 2 Fridays ago when we saw the Jays come back and beat the Athletics 11-10, thanks to that walk-off bomb by Marcus Semien in the bottom of the 9th. The Blue Jays now are absolutely in a position where they have to get their starters to get them good starting pitching, which obviously seems obvious. But as Jays fans know, this can sometimes be a lot to ask against weaker teams such as the Twins. It's not that the Jays are in a bad position to win this weekend. In fact, they'll probably come out with a sweep against the Twins, which would put them in a really good spot to clinch a wild card spot against the Yankees next week. If the bullpen can hold it down and the offense of Vladdy, Teoscar, Semien, and company can continue to roll, the Blue Jays are in a good place to keep their momentum going before hopefully breaking through entirely going into the postseason. Hyunjin Ryu takes the mound tonight for Toronto, which under normal circumstances I would be stoked for. But in Ryu's last 7 games, he holds a 7.27 ERA with only 2 wins and 3 losses, with 34.2 innings pitched. Maybe this is the type of game that can get someone like Ryu going, and maybe this can spark his confidence going into a crucial end of the season schedule for the team, but I can't say I'm overly confident with the play of Ryu as of late, and hope that he can get off on the right foot tonight. I want to see the Ryu from two starts ago against the Yankees when he went six innings, had six Ks, and no earned runs. The team cannot afford a similar start like his last when he went 2.1 innings, had four Ks, but ended up with a whopping 27 ERA. Ouch. That sucks. Over the rest of the weekend, the Jays will see Steven Matz on the mound on Saturday, with Sunday's starter still yet to be named at the time of this recording being around 5 p.m. local Toronto time. Steven Matz, like Ryu, hasn't gotten my vote of confidence either, but this weekend is the perfect weekend for some of these struggling pitchers to find their rhythm. Matz went six innings last time out and had six Ks with a 7.5 ERA, but much like Ryu, dominated the Yankees two starts ago when he went six innings, had six Ks, and only a 1.5 ERA. The Blue Jays' hot bats speak for themselves, and I cannot stress enough how hyped I am to see Vladdy Jr. having the season of his life. This dude might hit 50 bombs, and he could do it as early as next week, depending on how this weekend plays out. That's insane. Don't be surprised if we see Vladdy's name come up a lot over the remainder of the year when talking about the Triple Crown race and, of course, the league MVP. If you were to ask me my official prediction for the weekend, I would have to say that the Blue Jays will probably win 2 out of 3 against the Twins. Our next topic is the Canadian MLS schedule. It's a bit of a busy weekend in Toronto in the world of sports, with Toronto FC taking on Nashville Soccer Club tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. To put it bluntly, I don't know how anyone would want to spend their money on tickets for TFC right now, given their abysmal record and lackluster play as of late. In fact, in case you didn't know, their last win came back on July 24th, almost 2 months ago. In their last 7 games, TFC have no wins, 2 draws, and 5 losses for an overall record of 3-6-15. They haven't defeated Nashville yet this season in the 2 games that they have previously played. However, they did manage a draw on August 1st against the club. That game ended 1-1. Of course, for me, this season is a wash for TFC, and certainly one to be forgotten. I don't know, and I don't really have a ton to say about the club other than that it's been mismanaged all season long, the players look tired and bored, and if I'm being frank, the team looked like Arsenal out there on the pitch. I'm all for trying to rally behind a struggling club. I really am. I'm a Habs fan. But this team needs more than a rally cry to get them through the remainder of the season. I'm not trying to completely drag this team either, but you can't even get excited over things like personal stats for Toronto FC this year. Toronto FC's leading scorer has 4 goals. My Oma could score 4 goals in the MLS with or without her walker. TFC's goalkeepers have a combined 50 goals against, with Alex Bono taking the brunt of it this season, allowing 35 goals and only mustering 61 saves. Mind you, TFC shouldn't be allowing so many shots per game either, and maybe then their goalkeepers wouldn't have to bust their chops as much to bail this team out. But they're not really bailing them out of anything. They're losing. You could maybe give shouts to Michael Bradley for his near 1,600 passes this season. But with only 1 assist, 1 goal, and 9 shots on target, the midfielder has seen better seasons offensively and certainly defensively on the ball. On the other hand, on Sunday, we have Club de Foot Montreal taking on Chicago Fire around 1 o'clock, while the Vancouver Whitecaps play Colorado Rapids in the evening game. Club de Foot Montreal have been having a pretty mediocre season as of late. They find themselves 6th place in the Eastern Conference. Their overall record this season, 9-7-8. It's not anything to get special or excited about, but their ability to find draws sometimes in games that appear to be lost has been one to mention. They're coming off of a dominant 4-2 win over Orlando City Soccer Club on Wednesday and are playing a Chicago team who are coming off of back-to-back shutout losses. Chicago Fire has allowed 9 goals in their last 4 games and have only 2 goals to show for it in that same time frame. Meanwhile, another Canadian team. The Vancouver Whitecaps have only one loss in their last 10 games. Prior to that one loss against the Timbers, the team hadn't lost a game since mid-July. Quite a different story than that of TFC. The Whitecaps are in ninth place in the Western Conference and are still fighting for a playoff spot. They certainly have their work cut out for them this weekend, taking on the Rapids, one of the stronger teams in Major League Soccer this season. The Rapids have a 12-7-4 record and haven't lost a game since, again, mid-July. My official Canadian MLS prediction for this weekend? TFC will lose to Nashville 2-0. Club de Foot Montreal will beat Chicago Fire 2-0. And the Whitecaps, they unfortunately are going to lose a close one to the Rapids on Sunday, 2-1. Ladies and gentlemen, as far as other Canadian sports go, I know I don't talk about the CFL, but I'll be honest, I have zero interest in the Canadian Football League. I don't know why, I just can't get into it, but I just can't. If there's anyone out there, whoever wants to come on to Untapped North to maybe convince me to love the CFL or to just talk CFL, feel free to hit us up again on Facebook or Instagram at Untapped North. Or, of course, again, you can contact me at the official website, www.untappednorth.com. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. This actually concludes this episode of Untapped North, our sixth episode. I want to make sure that you tune back in on Monday for either a blog or podcast episode with the weekend recap and some features to get you set for the week ahead. In case you don't know by now, my name is Andrew Stewarts, and I am so thankful for you listening today. Have a great one, and until next time, peace.